I hear it all the time. We're in the middle of a Marxist takeover, a communist coup. No, that is wrong. We are an occupied country. The coup has been completed, and it is now time to take the fight to the communists. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. So it was obvious from the moment that Donald Trump clinched 270 electoral votes in 2016 that the regime would find any excuse that it possibly could to get Trump out of office and into a prison cell. The only questions were, how would they do it? How long would it take? We got the answer for how they would take him out of office in 2020. Mass lockdowns, South Africa-style racial terrorism, mass mail-in voting, mass censorship, and of course, the removal of any and all barriers against voter fraud. Now, 3 years later, we're getting to the answer to how they're putting him into prison. And that answer is by literally any and all means available. In spring, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg tried to make a name for himself by striking first. He charged Trump first with business fraud on the grounds that he covered up hush money payments as legal fees. That's just a misdemeanor, though. So Bragg upgraded it to a felony by saying it was to cover up another crime. According to Bragg, the crime in question was federal campaign finance violations because supposedly by making hush money payments, he was actually making an illegal campaign contribution to himself. But Trump has never been convicted or even charged with any campaign finance violations. So Bragg is prosecuting Trump in state court for allegedly covering up a federal crime that never happened. He's completely making it up out of whole cloth. He's making, out of thin air, an unprecedented type of prosecution for an unprecedented crime that didn't occur. But of course, that's par for the course with Trump. Then in June, we got the Mar-a-Lago indictments. Merrick Garland's handpicked special counsel, Jack Smith, says Trump should face a maximum of 80 years in prison because he got into a fight with the National Archives over his right to keep random paperwork and memorabilia from his own presidency. Paperwork that the Presidential Records Act explicitly says a former president has full access to. But they didn't stop there, and we knew that they wouldn't. They need a backup plan. And the left is also obsessive by nature, so they're obsessed with January 6th because, of course, they set it up. They need to cover up their role that their own agitators played in stoking that event for murdering four innocent people on that day. And they definitely need to send the message that, hey, in America, violence is only the domain of the left. That was the message of the George Floyd-a-Palooza riots, of Antifa besieging federal courthouses and ripping down statues with impunity. Let's be clear. The left's position is, we get to do literally anything that we want to get our way, including riot and burn and rob and rape and kill. They viewed a few people trespassing into the Capitol, ushered in by the police, as an intolerable trespass into their territory. Even though practically nobody was hurt, they panicked. What if the masses realize the power that they have, is what they thought. So they, of course, have reacted with maximum force. That's why they've dragged out every single person who so much as breathed on the Capitol building that day. That's why they've spent years torturing defendants in prison without bail and without a trial, holding them on American soil as prisoners of war. That's why they brought insane charges of seditious conspiracy against people who didn't even go into the Capitol, accusing them of having some detailed and elaborate plan to overthrow the government. And now it's why they're coming for Trump himself, because they have to. Tuesday afternoon, Jack Smith's office charged Donald Trump with four criminal counts related to his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The charges are conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding, and most incredibly, One count of conspiracy against rights. You ever heard of that? That charge is the most insane one, of course, because the crime in question is from just after the Civil War. It was created by a bill called the Ku Klux Klan Act. The purpose of the act was to punish violent terrorists, like Klansmen who assaulted or murdered newly freed slaves to keep them from voting. Earlier this year, the regime repurposed it so that they could use that law to prosecute anybody who makes speech the regime disagrees with on the grounds that misinformation is a way of conspiring against the right to vote. And that's what they're doing here. If you read through this indictment, that's all it is. They take examples of President Trump believing in possible fraud in states like, Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin. And then because some people say that there wasn't any fraud, they claim that Trump is legally required to believe them. Because Trump chose to believe other advisors, they say he's a criminal, making knowingly false claims to overthrow the republic. Because he tried to organize alternate slates of electors, something that Democrats, by the way, themselves have done with total impunity within living memory, they say that because he did that, he plotted fraud against the government. In the empire of lies, their alternate electors are just fair play, but ours are criminal. And that's always how they work. That's why we predicted this 2.5 years ago. This program predicted that Trump would be indicted. I was called all kinds of names for that by people who are supposedly conservative America First fighters. The whole thing is a crock. And we knew that it would be. It's a calculated political play to take out a person that the regime views as its number one enemy. And it's also an escalation into the empire of lies war against the American people, from a regular war to total war. You are the ultimate target. So the regime has decided that Donald Trump will never be president again, period. And that anything goes to keep him down. Ideally with Trump and his supporters in jail. The crisis that the regime is stoking cannot be ended with a simple armistice. No, one side is going to have to defeat the other. They want to crush us. Make no mistake, they have announced they want to defeat us. And so if we're going to defeat them, we need to utterly uproot the entrenched power elite in Washington, all of them. That means cleaning out entire departments where the rot has gone too far. You think a Department of Justice that feels safe bringing charges as flimsy as this ought to be one that we should allow to survive? Absolutely not. Our fake, neutered, feckless, cowardly Congress has a moral duty to defund this abomination. It's worth a shutdown to make it happen. What about states' authorities? Red state AGs have a moral duty to defy and thwart this rogue, out-of-control department. Stop cooperating with them on investigations. Stop supplying them with information or prisoners or anything else. They are not a valid law enforcement authority. They're a criminal gang. Treat them like one. And one day, when we have power again, and we will, there will have to be hell to pay. And I don't mean firing people. No, I mean criminal tribunals. I mean a second Nuremberg. I mean extreme accountability. But on top of all of this, let's step back just briefly and remember why we got here. How did this happen? Well, this happened because laziness, incompetence, and treachery allowed for the 2020 election scam to go through. Because it's not just a matter of whether ballots were cast by dead people or if people were casting multiple votes. No, it's about how it was able to happen. And it happened because the Republican brain trust of lawyers and lawmakers and grifters allowed universal, no-excuse mail-in voting to happen basically everywhere in America. It happened because Republicans let signature verification standards in many places, the only safeguard against fraud, to be gutted to the point of irrelevance. But let's step back even more. And let's be honest. This happened because Donald Trump allowed himself to be conned by the COVID scam. He allowed himself to be manipulated into mass lockdowns that the elites used for the biggest power grab of all time. He let the deep state execute a coup on him when he had the power to say no. And if he had, I'm fully confident that he would still be president right now, today. And not just that, there would have been no George Floyd-a-palooza apocalypse. There'd be no war in Ukraine. We'd still have some semblance of a border. Hell, maybe the wall would be done by now. There would be no wave of vax mandates and mass suffering and death that they caused. And it might be different all over the world, too. If Trump had prevented the deep state power grab here, other countries would have done the same. Bolsonaro would probably still be president in Brazil. But instead, we got none of that. What did we get? We get anti-white race hatred from our government. We get hundreds of billions to support Zelensky's Nazi Christian killing regime in Kiev. We get vax mandates. We get an open border with planet Earth. And now the deep state wants to move in for the kill on Donald Trump himself. Peter Brimelow is a founder and head of VDare, one of the few publications that has absolutely never submitted to the left's tyranny on immigration or anything else. When the very first set of charges dropped onto Trump from Jack Smith's office, Brimelow called it what it was, a communist coup. And he's being proven more correct by the minute. And he joins us now. Peter, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me, Stu. It's a dark day, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it is a dark day. So are we an occupied country at this point?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what we face is sometimes I call it a minority occupation government. If you look at the makeup of the Biden administration, there's essentially no white males in it, at least certainly not any straight males. The country is completely divided. I mean, the political base of the two parties is entirely different. The GOP is a white party, whether it likes to admit it or not. And I did a calculation on the vote cast in 2020. And for the second time, actually, because it happened with Clinton, a majority of the Democrat voters were what you might call they weren't normal white people. They were either colored or Jewish or homosexual. That made about 53% of their vote. So their party, the Democrat Party, is tipped. It's really demographically a completely different party from the Republican Party, which represents traditional America. The Republican Party represents the historic American nation by default. It's not done anything particular to deserve it, but people are just alienated from the Democrats.
So what's to blame for that? Who bears responsibility for where we are right now, and how do we fix it? How do we get out of this?
Well, you know, it looks like some kind of a tremendous shift took place among Democratic voters under Obama, and they simply ceased to be classical liberals. They became left totalitarians. They would tell pollsters for the first time ever that people didn't have the right to express their opinion. All non-politically correct opinions have to be suppressed. They've become communists. People think communism is all about, you know, labor theory of value and not allowing property rights. Well, that's quite wrong. It predates the labor theory of value. Marx in the Communist Manifesto specifically said that communism was already all over Europe. It wasn't an economic philosophy. It's a political philosophy. It's a philosophy of political power.
Go ahead.
Well, what you have to do about it is it would very much help if the historic American nation actually won elections, as it did in 2016. But it would also help if, having won elections, they did something about it. For example, I think the Republicans have complete trifectas in 20-odd states around the country. They control the governor, they have control of the governorship and the legislative branch in these states. But you don't see a lot of them doing anything. I mean, they should be, for example, banning banks from discriminating against people on political grounds. And by and large, they're not doing that. They're basically just continuing with the usual country club agenda, even though they've been elected by a really militant and aroused white electorate.
Why?
Why aren't they doing it? I think because they read the Wall Street Journal. You know, they're basically misled. Their intellectual class, of conservative Inc., is completely dependent on the left.
Is it possible that our entire political system is just fake? Is it possible that it's just an illusion that we no longer have? I mean, you said that the communist coup has taken place, that we're an occupied country. So wouldn't that mean that we really don't have a two-party representative constitutional republic with people who fight over this fake aisle and actually go and do the bidding of the people? If we have this trifecta in all of these states, why are they sitting on their hands? I believe that it's all fake. I believe it's pro wrestling. It's a movie, and that they're all in on the plan.
That's how it is right now. But they are having trouble controlling the electorate. That's what we saw in 2016. And we saw it in 2020, actually. I mean, Trump came remarkably close in spite of all this fraud. I mean, whatever else you can say about the election, it is a suspect election because nobody knows what was going on with all these mail-in ballots. The potential for fraud was very high. So, you know, it's not a radical thing to say it was suspect. Nobody actually knows what vast number of votes came from, and they were not in any way tested or adjudicated. Of course, the courts ran away. So that's the first thing I'd say is they don't have control of this system just yet. And you can see that right through the South in the 2022 elections. You know, and there was a red wave in the South. And here in West Virginia, for example, which is arguably part of the South, the Republicans actually increased their supermajority, and that happened in several states. The problem is they don't do a lot with it. But I'm afraid that's our fault. You know, it's the chattering classes. In spite of my efforts over 20 years, we haven't got through their thick skulls what they need to do. We've got to stop reading the Wall Street Journal. What amazes me about elected officials, Stu, is how many of them actually do depend on the mainstream media. They actually believe it. I mean, they're not on alternative forms of media. Right?
I think it's a lot more cynical than that. I don't have faith that they read anything at all whatsoever, other than how many zeros are on the check from special interests, from lobbyists, from Big Pharma. How bribed are they? How blackmailed are they? What kind of evidence is there that they're sleeping and diddling with little kids? That's what I think is controlling the swamp in D.C. I think that we're beyond a go vote harder type of a situation. And I think that we're about extreme accountability right now. I think that this government needs to be completely eradicated, abolished, replaced with a representative form of government, as we are directed to do by the Constitution, that says that when you have a government that becomes oppressive to your God-given, inherent, inalienable rights and acts as a tyranny, that is what you're supposed to do. So what does that look like exactly?
Oh, it would probably mean, at the very least, it would mean new parties. And it would probably mean more demonstrations. And it's heading in a very bad direction, Stu. But all I can say is, you know, I've been around a long time. And I was here in the U.S. in 1975 when Vietnam fell. And, you know, the entire conservative movement at that point was incredibly pessimistic. They thought, I remember Bill Rusher, then the publisher of National Review, telling me that it was all over and the red flag was going to wave over the world. But he said, we persevere because you never know what's going to happen next. And also the theological injunctions against despair. He was a very serious Christian. And of course, 5 years later, Reagan was elected. So things can turn around very quickly. Miracles do happen quite often in politics. But right now, it looks like it's going to take that. Yeah. I mean, for example, what they should do, of course, is immediately impeach Joe Biden. He's quite obviously breaking the law on the southern border. He has been all of his presidency. He's supposed to arrest and detain illegal aliens. He's letting them go.
But you can't even get a supposed Republican-controlled Congress to impeach him. And then, obviously, getting the Senate to convict would be impossible or remove him.
I actually don't. It doesn't matter whether they convict him. It will be crippling to him to be impeached in the first place. And the evidence that will come out of the trial will be devastating. So it's really just a question of doing it. And the problem is, of course, that because these people in Washington listen to the network news, they're frightened. But as I say, things can change very quickly, so we just have to expect that that's going to happen.
Is the answer to 1984 1776?
That's a very good way of putting it. But it might be now 2016. I mean, the fact is that the entire government was in the Republicans' hands then. Of course, they did nothing, but it did happen, and nobody expected it to.
Yeah, when you look at what happened on January 6th, and they're completely obsessed with this, obviously this is their power grab, this is how they're going to try to take Trump out of office. You look at that, and they call this a violent insurrection. The only violence happened at the hands, of course, of the D.C. Capitol Police and the federal agent provocateurs that were sprinkled throughout the crowd. That's where the violence came from. That's how four people, innocent people, ended up murdered that day, killed. Yeah. Those were the only people dead. You didn't see any Trump supporters there with guns. Can you imagine had we brought guns?
Yes, and of course, I think a lot of people are thinking that.
So, I mean, I say that to say that we haven't seen a violent insurrection yet. No. We haven't seen rising
up. We have seen a violent insurrection. There was a violent insurrection in the summer of 2020. I mean, that was an insurrection that was going on. And, you know, people, the White House was attacked when the president was inside it. 80 Secret Service agents were seriously injured. Where's the investigation into that? Why aren't they hunting down the people who run BLM and charging them with seditious conspiracy?
Right. So if you have a justice system where you have...
What happened is people have completely forgotten it. Yeah. The mainstream. Similarly with the Kavanaugh incursion, though. When Justice Kavanaugh was up for nomination, his opponents actually stormed the Capitol and went all the way through it. And very similar to what happened on January 6th. The only difference was, you know, that they were white women, so they were less threatening. And also the regime was complicit with it. They allowed it to happen. Those poor January 6ers, as you know, were all normies, actually. There weren't any hard right people in that crowd. They thought they could do this because they'd seen other people doing it. They've seen the Capitol's been invaded. I mean, I think the son of the governor, Kane, the senator from Virginia, was arrested for invading one of the Midwestern capitals. He was just put on probation. It was a complete two-tier system of justice. But those people in the January 6th crowd had seen this happen, and they presumed that they got away with it, the left got away with it, so obviously we're allowed to do this.
This is a decades-long implementation. I mean, this is a decades-long plan, possibly a century-long plan. Communism infiltrates. Communists infiltrate every level of your bureaucracy, right down to your schools. That's why we have tranny freak shows asking what, you know, your kindergarten's pronouns are, and then disciplining them if they give the wrong answers. So if we have a judiciary, we're all the way down to the police level on the streets who are protecting, pedophiles that are rubbing their genitalia in the faces of children rather than arresting them for lewd and lascivious behavior. If you have prosecutors who are unwilling to charge them with molestation or criminal sexual conduct involving a minor child or investigate, you know, anybody who's black or gay or trans, but yet throw every white person in the gulag, target every single Christian, shut down churches, and judges then who, you know, will dismiss cases with impunity against, you know, anybody who's a minority or anybody who's a liberal Democrat. What is the political solution?
Well, the political solution is electing different people. And it's, you know, if you look at what happened in the 1960s, Stu, which was very similar. The ruling class completely lost confidence in itself and allowed crime to surge. And then that was turned around. There was a long period when people were prosecuted and put in jail and so on, and that caused crime rates to drop for nearly 30 years.
But we just need one prosecutor. We need one prosecutor to investigate Tony Fauci or election fraud. We need them to charge it out. Right. We need the police to go and arrest them based on probable cause, and then we need a real jury in a real court that'll do that. One, not one in one city or one county or one state in our entire republic has done that at this point.
Yeah, but you know what happened in the 60s was it wasn't that there were real dramatic leaders who seized on this issue, but just a consensus formed among people on the right that something had to be done about this, and it was quietly done. And of course, you know, the thing about the crime wave of the 1960s, it did destroy the Roosevelt coalition. This alliance between the northern white working class and the liberals and the minorities in the south and so on fell apart over the crime wave of the 1960s and early 1970s. So it had enormous impact on the way the parties work. I mean, conservative Democrats have completely ceased to exist. Now the party is entirely in the hands of the left because anybody who was not a leftist is leaving. The Democrat Party is tilting very rapidly to the left and in an anti-white direction, and they have serious problems internally. They can't hold the coalition together because the people in it hate each other, and they can't continue to calm the white working class because they're continuously insulting them. So you can see that there are countercurrents forming already towards this. But you're right; it would be very helpful if we had strong leaders.
So when we see the example of January 6th and you say that we, you know, I mean, I agree with you. There needs to be more demonstrations. We saw what happened in Canada with Trudeau cracking down on truckers who protested, you know, and so when the regimes decide that they want to crack down and they'll use the police who just seemingly just go along with this, what are the people to do? I mean, how do you hold your ground?
I lived in Canada for years, you know, and I can tell you that trucking, those trucking demonstrations were completely unexpected. Nobody in the political class, or even in the conservative Canadians, there are conservative Canadians, so they're just hiding, had any idea that was going to happen. It was a completely spontaneous.
So how do we hold our ground? I've got about 4 minutes left here. What do we do? How do we hold our ground? What do you suggest that the people do? There's 300 million people in this country who should be pissed off about this, no matter if they're a Republican or a Democrat or not. You got another 40 million who are communists, which is certainly the majority. What does the majority do?
I guess ultimately, in the short run, they're going to have to start holding demonstrations again. But I think they have to be aware that the police will not protect them, and the government is going to try and entrap them. That's one thing. It's just mass demonstrations. And I think also, you know, people have to lose more, even to more greater extent than they have already, lose faith in the mainstream media. The mainstream media is wholly on the other side. People have to move to alternative sources of news, such as you, for example. And I think the signs that is happening.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason why the ratings on shows like this are completely exploding. And I don't want to make this, you know, there's no plan to trust here. This program has always said we need to be the plan. We cannot depend on one man, including Donald Trump, to ride in on a white horse and save this country. It's not going to happen. They're going to throw the book at him. I mean, anybody who makes speech that the regime disagrees with on the grounds that it's misinformation is now, according to prosecutors, a way of conspiring against the right to vote, and that's what they're doing with Donald Trump. Real quickly, why did they not charge him with seditious conspiracy, which just being charged with it would keep him from ever being president again? Why didn't they do that?
See, that's a great question. And the answer is, I don't know. Maybe they're going to get around to it.
Do you think they wanted him to give up? Make a deal? Admit some kind of guilt for a lesser crime?
I'm sure that is what they want him to do.
Because they know what will happen if they're the ones that unilaterally decide you can't ever run for president again. They know what would happen. So they want it to be his decision so that his supporters can then justify it and say that he's playing 5D chess.
That's a clever way of looking at it. But on the other hand, with Trump, they can't rely on him doing that. He really is completely unpredictable. So he may just refuse to do it. So,
I could have never predicted him just leaving. You know, after a coup took place. But we'll see what happens. Certainly a dark day and certainly an interesting situation that we'll keep watching. We appreciate your take on it. Peter Brimelow, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much, too.
Of course. As we're considering how we're going to take the fight, what the method looks like, what the tactics look like against the communists that have infiltrated and effectively occupied, taken over our country, we have to think of ways to protect ourselves against their quest to take everything away that you've ever worked hard to earn and save. One of the best, most fail-safe ways that you can do that is with physical gold and silver. So right now, you should write this number down, 855-706-GOLD. That's the number for Gold Coats, where I buy my gold. It's a hedge against hyperinflation, criminal taxation, forever money going to Ukraine, robbing you from your 401k, your IRA, your checking accounts, your savings accounts, all at imminent risk. Get physical gold and silver. Call Gold Co. and find out their plans. Plus, if you mention Stu Peters, you get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account when you call Gold Co. today. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back. If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to Curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, Curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to Curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to Curable.com. The Stu Peters Show is brought to you in part by Earth Echo Foods and their superfood product, Cacao Bliss. Cacao Bliss starts with 100% organic rare cacao beans and also contains turmeric, MCT oil, cinnamon, and Himalayan salt. These ingredients were carefully chosen to support health, longevity, healthy weight, and even your happiness. You'll fall in love with a truly guilt-free chocolate, help reduce your cravings, facilitate weight loss, boost your energy, and combat inflammation with one delicious drink. It's gluten-free, by the way, also paleo, keto, and vegetarian diet friendly. You can receive an additional 15% off when you visit earthechofoods.com/stew and use discount code STEW. So the other day we discussed this bizarre secret Chinese bio lab discovered just outside of Fresno, California, right next door to a U.S. military base, a naval base. Well, a lot of questions are still floating around, of course. Pretty basic questions at that, like, how do we actually know that this is a Chinese lab? If the main purpose was just for making underground COVID and pregnancy tests, why in the hell were there also hundreds of lab rats there? Who paid for all of this? Obviously, we need to know more, a whole lot more. And so for that, we turn to a friend of the show and former medical researcher, Dr. Judy Mikovits. She joins us now. Dr. Mikovits, thank you so much for coming back. We always appreciate having you.
It's a pleasure to be here always, Steve.
So can you answer some of these basic questions?
Well, sure. Of course, just as in Fort Detrick, think Fauci, think all of my work in Nevada. This isn't a Chinese company. Think of the hundreds of thousands of samples that we had between Fort Detrick, and it was probably millions from Dr. Rossetti when I started, co-founded the Neuroimmune Institute to look at the XMRVs. Chronic fatigue syndrome, chronic Lyme disease, which we all appreciate now, is HIV GP120. Is syncytin in the XMRVs for the women and children getting psychosis? Yeah, that was our work in our 2009 science paper. So when I was fired in September 29, 2011, the blood supply was heavily contaminated. Where was the company that had the Chinese company part American? Cerus, it's called, C-E-R-U-S. Oh, they were in Northern California, where UC Davis, think Joe DeRisi, think UC Berkeley, think, oh, wait a minute, the mouse labs at the University of Nevada in Reno, right there in Reno, a couple hour drive from where that is. So when I was fired on September 29th, you know, for insulin, it's an insubordination to stop, you know, my employers from, you know, misappropriating federal funds and using and you know, we knew the people, their daughters, their daughter severely injured. This was the chronic fatigue syndrome. This is Tony Fauci. This is what he did starting in 1983 when I said, you won't perpetrate this on them again. This is our book, Plague, which came out in 2014, which was my legal defense that Kent Heckenlively wrote. In May of 2014, we gave the Ninth Circuit Court, the DOJ, by way of my lawyers. We showed them every one of the notebooks. We showed them the names of the samples. We showed them, yeah, there were mouse facilities at University of Nevada, Reno. Those were our colleagues from Fort Detrick, Dr. Rossetti's colleagues. Do you have any idea where all those samples went the night I was fired, my lab locked down remotely, where Tony Fauci from that day on controlled? What did it mean? HHS, Harry Reid, Senate Majority Leader, illegally elected by Harvey Whittemore, who was convicted of this. This all goes back to elections, and the Ninth Circuit Court knew it in May of 2000.
We don't have elections. We have selections. We have installations. And so, you know, as we just discussed with Peter Brimelow, I mean, we are not in the middle of a Marxist takeover or a communist coup. The coup has been completed. We are an occupied country by an illegitimate, pedophilic, rogue regime that is hell-bent on the destruction of whites, hell-bent on the destruction of Christianity, hell-bent on making sure that every single one of your children is a lifetime subscriber to a slow murder via the medical industrial complex, the big pharma industrial complex. This is, yes, about money, but more about depopulation, world control, complete domination, and crushing any dissenting voice that asks any questions. Like, for example, why was this conveniently located next to a U.S. military base?
Ah, yes. And it's been there all along up in Northern California, as we've known for. That's in all of our books.
But yes. Dr. Mikovits, the narrative here that we're supposed to believe is that this is some newly discovered lab. This is a newly discovered biolab.
No, it's all the samples that then and freezers and lab material that came right from Reno, Nevada. When I was fired, it locked down. It's all right there. Hundreds of thousands of samples, blood, tissue, semen, body fluids came straight by way of Fort Detrick. Those are where the labs, and I think the third location is going to be realized to be Winbur, Pennsylvania.
So if that's the case, then why would the FBI and the CDC just raid this Chinese lab?
They're doing it now because of it's a show. Because now we all know how, you know, we've kept talking. We've kept showing you. It's not new. No, it's been there all along, and they got caught. That's the last chapter of Plague of Corruption. We saved all the samples. Bobby Kennedy knows it. Trump knows it. Everybody knows where those samples are. We told the FBI and the Ninth Circuit Court in May of 2014 and taped every word of it, and I gave them a hard drive, and they gave me a receipt. Well, now it's coming out now. Why? Because they thought when they ransomed me out of jail that nobody made a copy of the key. Who had the key? Me. What is the patient number and who is the person? They've been bleeding those people dry. How did those samples end up in a bat cave? How do we get an infectious molecular clone in a cave in China? A paper, Xing Li was the last author, submitted October 31st, 2011. I was fired the last day, September 29th, 2011. Like I say, my lab locked down and Tony Fauci told you where to ship it. They've been there all along. Now it's just the FBI got caught because when I was ransomed out of jail until the last breaths of my husband's life, I thought he didn't make a copy. We've got John Coffin, Ian Lipkin, and Michael Bush, who is the head of the blood supply. We've got Simone Glenn, the head of the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. That's who I wrote the email to August 31st of 2011. The blood supply is and always was contaminated. Tony Fauci did that. He called it chronic Lyme disease. He called it chronic fatigue syndrome. Now they call it long COVID. And it was always the XMRVs, the mouse monkey manufactured in synthetic RNA, mRNA, DNA, and protein. All the samples, all the manufacturing plants, they're all right there. And that's not the only location. You want me to tell you the rest?
Yeah.
Well, I know. And Bobby knows. And Trump knows, and they're protecting us, and they always were. And they've known a long time, since May of 2014. And any time the DOJ could have stopped these bioweapons. And what did they do? They didn't stop and cure. We have all the cures. We have all the healings. That's what we teach. We know how to do it, and the taxpayers already paid for it. We've got those monoclonal antibodies. We've got all of those things in the same facilities. They know exactly what they're doing, and now they got caught. So now it's like, oh, it's a Chinese lab. No, it was never China. Sure, the Chinese are all in our facilities. The Chinese were in, as I told you, the Russians. Yeah, we work side by side with the KGB at Fort Detrick. You know, were we curing cancer or causing cancer? Well, we all know the answer now. We were weaponizing, and not just the whites, the blacks, the Hispanic, the Native Americans, you know, all of us. But now all of us have the proof, and it never has to happen again.
So our audience, from a 30,000 foot perspective, okay, try to simplify this. What was actually going on in this lab in Fresno, California, right adjacent to a naval base?
They simply were storing all of the manufacturing plants, the cell lines, the variants that had been isolated from people with diseases, with ADHD, with autism, with various cancers. Remember, only a 2 amino acid change in the sequence of the virus, even a 2 amino acid change would turn it into something that caused psychosis, autism, Lyme disease versus blood cancers. So what they were doing with all of those is seeing who got sick and when you add things like jet fuel, when you add things like arsenic trioxide we use in cancer therapy, but arsenic in the soil. So we're looking at what's happening in the bioweapons being released in the sky, the 5G. How can we turn on the energies now of these sequences? It's what's Lee Merritt saying. How do we focus the laser now that we've infected by injection? How do we detonate the bombs we've set off in these populations in order to drive a different narrative? But you can't, because all of the answers are right there. But that's not the only location. And I have all of the rest of the samples, because my husband did make a copy of all that he ransomed me out of jail. And when he told me right before he died.
He's a hero. He's a hero. And so are you. So if this is happening in Fresno, just quite simply, would you consider that to be a bioweapons lab?
Yes, but there are many others.
So is it the same as the lab in Wuhan, China?
Sure. And it's the same as the lab at USAMRIID at Fort Detrick. And it's the same as the lab in Winbur, Pennsylvania.
University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Ralph Barrick.
Correct. All we do is ship the samples, frozen vials, Sweden, Belgium, New York City, Boston, Harvard. Yeah, all the samples, we ship them in little vials, as I've been telling you forever. These are things that all you have to do is put them in a fermenter, add a little cow blood, pig blood, a little aborted fetal cell lines, and you've got yourself a new variant. And this is what I was saying. They knew that in 2011, you know, they published, how did an infectious molecular clone that was never in humans, a bioweapon that was never shown to be in humans, how did it get in a bat cave in China on Halloween in 2011? A month after they fired me, because they thought they got everything out of my labs. They thought they had, you know, but my postdoc, my student Max caught them, you know, took pictures of the Watergate style break-in. They never changed their methods. It's all in our first book, Plague. And hey, took a long time.
Now, you said something interesting. You said that Bobby Kennedy, RFK Jr., knows all of this, and that Trump knows all of this, and that RFK and Trump are protecting us. How so? How are they protecting us?
Allowing it to come out to the public so that the public knows that, you know, we're not all just crazy. We've got all the solutions. They're protecting us by standing in the gap and being called, you know, anti-vaxxers. The reason I say Bobby knows it, read the foreword of our book, Plague of Corruption. He wrote that in October of 2019. And it's all at the last chapter. Bobby was busy. And the last chapter of the book prior to when I met Mickey Willis, the last chapter of our book was The Way Forward, how we just heal this because I'm naive. And then Mickey and our friend, Dr. Lori, as we know from our book ending play, said, you can't publish that book. There's no dead man's trigger. And I didn't know what that was. So once Mickey explained it to me, I thought about it a minute. And I called Ken Heckenlively and I said, maybe there's one last story I should tell you. We saved all the samples. We shipped them to safe freezers. We're not William Thompson. We didn't lock away the taxpayer secrets. I was fired for insubordination and insolence. I was rude then. I'm not rude anymore, or at least I try not to be. And the insubordination was refusing a direct order to take taxpayer money and cover up. And all I had to do was say the XMRVs never existed and I made a mistake, and I would have gotten a Nobel Prize in 2019, just like Harvey Alter did. But I wouldn't retract that paper and I wouldn't recant. And we all know what it costs a lot of us, but yeah, we can stop this right here and right now.
Well, I know because you're not looking for awards, Nobel Prizes, or congressional medals of honor, despite the fact that you're very well deserving if anybody is. So We now know that Wuhan, China, we now know that a wet market, we all now know that a pangolin and a bat or a German hedgehog didn't all have sex and fall into some soup. And we know that that's not true. We know that this was gain of function. We know that this was chimerically engineered. We know that this was intentionally deployed to put the fear of God into people, to lead them to infection by injection, a weapon of biowarfare, to lead their kids to it, to get injected with whatever it is. We know some components, but the rest of them, whatever this thing is in this syringe that was presented under the guise of a safe and effective vaccine, which is responsible for killing millions and millions of people. We know all of this now. So is it safe to say that in Fresno, California, at Wuhan, at Fort Detrick, at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, that the taxpayers are actually funding their own demise, that we are funding all of these weapons of biowarfare that ultimately are going to be released against our children?
No, they already have been released since 1983. This was plandemic. This was plandemic three. They already have, and God already won, and we already won, because I told you, not only are all the bioweapons there, but all the solutions are already there. The taxpayers have already paid for it. You won't pay again. We will not let that happen. That's what I promised in that letter I wrote to Simone Gold, the email that of August 31st, 2011, and when it was clear, just say names, Ian Lipkin, Tony Fauci, Tony Komaroff, Jonathan Stoy at the UK, and most importantly, John Coffin, heading up the journals, and this is what they did. They silenced me, Michael Bush, the blood supply. We've got every one of them on camera from 2021 on a video, admitting they reviewed my science paper and they made sure it went away. And all the data are all in the books, and all of the proof and all of the evidence and all of the cures. The people will get the cures back, and Bobby and Trump will make sure.
You're putting them together as if maybe a ticket together or something.
I just know they've stood. I just know they've stood, no matter what they do to us.
Yeah. So what's going to stop these communist murderers from continuing down the pathway of genocidal level extinction?
We the people. No more. Not another shot. It's driving a drug program. It's not the shots. It's AZT-8. It's lifelong customers. But we don't have to be lifelong customers. We just need to turn back. We the people. Repent. If they say it, do the opposite. Just like my mom taught
you. Right.
It's rocket science. Don't do it if they do it.
Absolutely. And stop listening to the television. Stop doing what the TV tells you to do as well. That is the method that they use, you see, to drive the fear, to drive the narrative, to move the masses. They're all funded by the same people. And it's just interesting that all of a sudden the FBI raids this with the CDC, and NBC, ABC, CBS, the Fox News Channel, CNN, they all have the same exact narrative. Surprise! We found the Chinese again. Oh, the Chinese are floating balloons over us. Everybody look at the shiny object. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden is banging whores and smoking crack and bringing cocaine into the White House, but you're not supposed to say anything about that, nor the fraud in the 2020 election. And should you do that, you'll be in the proverbial digital, virtual, or even physical prison. Dr. Judy Mikovits, thank you so much. You're always a beacon of hope. We the people know exactly what we have to do. We have to be the plan. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
At some point, we've all been sold a big lie, including yours truly. It's called the protein lie. Starting in the 1980s, supplement companies began pushing massive protein consumption. We all believed that more protein equaled more muscle growth. I'm here to tell you that's a big fat lie. No surprise. Let's say that you eat an 8-ounce chicken breast. You're consuming about 40 grams of protein. However, just because something contains 40 grams of protein doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to absorb all 40 grams. No, without enzymes, most of it ends up in your toilet bowl. So if you don't have a sufficient supply of enzymes to digest the protein, your muscles will be starving for those vital building blocks. That's why it's crucial that you take a high-quality enzyme. The one that I trust and use myself is called Masszymes by Bioptimizers. Masszymes is a full-spectrum enzyme formula with more proteins than any other commercially available, with five different kinds of proteins. You can try it today. risk-free. Their 365-day full money-back guarantee is the gold standard in the industry. When you go to buyoptimizers.com/stew, be sure to enter the coupon code STEWPETERS10 to get an extra 10% off of your order at buyoptimizers.com/stew.
I'm going to fill this box here, and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out an ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
Okay, so here's a new one. Incredibly amazing stuff here. Scientists have actually discovered a mushroom that, get this, grows new brain cells. Through a newly discovered phenomenon called neurogenesis, it's now known that the brain can actually regenerate itself, and this exotic mushroom stimulates that process. I mean, they should give some of this stuff to Joe Biden. To learn more about this and the new breakthrough product, go to newtopia.com/stew and use promo code STEWPETERS10 for 10% off your first jar. I gotta tell you, this is a huge breakthrough for anyone who just wants to be smarter. I mean, who doesn't want that? Again, to learn more, go to newtopia.com/stew. Again, newtopia.com/stew. So a year ago on this program, we had a segment go viral, a major segment with Dr. Meryl Nass of Maine. Dr. Nass has more than a quarter century of experience. She has years of experience with anthrax and other biological warfare agents. She's testified to state legislators across New England and even in Canada. And then last year, the state of Maine decided to label her a mentally ill kook and try to strip her of her medical license because she prescribed people ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine for COVID. So in other words, she was a hero that was about saving lives. But Dr. Nass has remained defiant and uncouth. She's now testifying publicly against the planned WHO Global Pandemic Treaty, a treaty that aims to abolish, by the way, national sovereignty completely and turn the World Health Organization into a de facto global dictatorship anytime they decide to announce a pandemic is going on. Dr. Nass is also focused on warning about how global elites plan to use the disastrous Operation Warp Speed as a template for rapid approval of all vaccines, bioweapons in the future to make more money and, of course, exert more biological control over the masses. The overall plan, Nass says, can be reduced to three essential phases. First, declare a crisis that requires a global effort to defeat it. Then, abolish basic rights in the name of stopping the emergency. And then finally, restructure all of society to build a new world order, in the supposed pursuit, of course, of keeping the emergency from ever happening again. And once it's all said and done, everyone is a slave to the elites, whether the original emergency was actually real or manufactured or otherwise. I want to hear more about that, of course, and to that end, Dr. Nass joins us now. We always appreciate having you. Thanks so much for coming back.
Thank you for inviting me again.
Yeah. So this has been predicted for a very long time. You helped to mainstream this. And I guess mainstream is kind of a weird word now because alternative media is becoming mainstream. But this is exactly what we've been talking about for so long. They're going to continue to manufacture a crisis, which they actually literally do manufacture in the form of weaponized viruses, weapons of biowarfare, and then intentionally deploy them. Can you give us some insight on how they're going to accomplish this? And most importantly, how do we stop it?
So the problem is that although we have a biological weapons convention that banned the development and use of biological weapons, in fact, that treaty, which was started by the United States and went into force in 1975, was supposed to have teeth built into it after everybody signed on. Okay, so to get it done in a hurry, the nation said, okay, we'll do this treaty and we'll figure out how to add provisions for inspections and punishments later. But they never added them. So the treaty is without teeth, and it's essentially worthless. And all the nations knew that nations were cheating because there was no way to stop anyone from cheating. So gain of function is a funny term that was adopted about 20 years ago to try to get rid of the term biological warfare and germ warfare and biodefense, biological terrorism. What it means is doing research to make pathogens, viruses, bacteria, fungi, more infectious or more dangerous or more deadly. Mm-hmm. And that research should have been banned by the Biological Weapons Convention, but isn't. So nations do it. And presumably it was some of that research that led to COVID. We don't know if it's led to anything else, but it may well have led to the monkeypox outbreak as well. Now, what we need is to actually either take that treaty and strengthen it. And by the way, it was the Bush administration in particular, the second Bush administration, that stopped the addition of inspections and punishments. And the United States has prevented that treaty from being strengthened. So that's one way to do it. Another way is to make some other deal. But all the nations need to do this together because, you know, the United States can't stop doing research into potential biological weapons if China and Russia are still doing it, right?
So Dr. Nass, when you say that we need all of the nations to work together, what we just got done watching all of the nations work together to lock their citizens down,
right,
to force them, right, to wear masks, exactly, to push them towards injections. So I see all of the nations banding together for more tyranny and more death and more destruction and more infections.
You're absolutely right. So there's certain things that can only be done if the nations work together, like the banning of biological warfare agents. And there's the rest that we should all maintain our national sovereignty for sure. We do not want one world government. You know, there's no counterbalance if you have a one world government. So what the WHO is trying to do is actually there are two documents. One is a pandemic treaty. And the other is called, it's referred to as amendments to existing international health regulations. But the amendments completely change the tenor of those regulations. So previously, they're called regulations, but they're recommendations. The WHO could tell countries how it thought they should respond to a public health problem, but they couldn't enforce it. With these new proposed amendments, the WHO wants to be able to enforce its so-called recommendations. So they won't be recommendations, they will be orders. What is being written into the treaty and what is being written into the amendments keeps changing. There is no final form of these two documents, but they will be voted on by the members of the WHO, who are called the World Health Assembly, next May. And in their current form, they would transfer authority for management of public health emergencies to the Director General of the WHO. So as soon as the WHO boss says, okay, we have a public health emergency of international concern, he or she can then direct countries what drugs they're allowed to have, what drugs they're not allowed to have. The fact that they need to push out a single narrative, which is whatever the WHO says is going on and needs to happen. They must censor, you know, it's really extraordinary because it completely goes against our Bill of Rights and our Constitution. And
so who would be allowing this? Who would sign off on this? I haven't heard a peep about the WHO treaty from any member of Congress. I haven't heard about it from any United States senator. I have certainly not heard about it from the White House or any state's executives. Only a very few very honest and dissenting researchers, doctors, experts have been talking about this. So how do we mainstream conversation?
Actually, there are 49 congressmen who have co-sponsored a bill to get out of the WHO and defund it for precisely this reason, because of the sovereignty issue. And there are a group of senators and congressmen, 40-something senators, I think, and 40-something congressmen, all of them are Republicans, who have co-sponsored bills that say, look, these amendments and the treaty have to go through the Senate for confirmation. Because what the Biden State Department wants to do is to basically sign off on these documents and not have them have the Senate advise and consent. It turns out, very few Americans knew this, and I didn't, that 80% of the treaties the United States signs up for are simply signed off by the State Department, by the administration, and the Senate never looks at them. So it's very important that the Senate look at this. It's also important that I think it would be hard to get a two-thirds vote in the Senate for the pandemic treaty and the amendments that I've described, but it's possible. I mean, what we have are how the WHO has worked and the UN for the last at least couple of decades is that countries are bribed. You know, there are carrots and sticks. So the United States is currently paying for pandemic preparedness efforts in at least 50 different countries. And so we tell them, we're going to give you a billion here, a billion there. You know, you build out a genomics lab because we want every single country is supposed to be able to do genomic sequencing, which is why? You know, why do they want? It doesn't make sense unless perhaps they are seeking to collect the genomes of everybody in the world.
Yeah, pandemic preparedness can probably be translated into pandemic manufacturing. That's what's really happening.
Exactly.
Here.
That is certainly part of it. And so that's what's going on. If the United States and other governments and entities like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Wellcome Trust, et cetera, are bribing enough countries, they will vote for this treaty and the amendments. And I think that's what we can expect to have happen. The only way to absolutely be safe is for the United States to get out of the WHO and defund it. Unfortunately, there are only 49 congressmen who have stepped up to the plate and agreed with that.
Well, you know why? So because and it makes no difference if there was 49 or 44 or whatever it is, because not a single one of them have publicized this. You knew about it. Obviously, you've done your research and you've been looking into it. But nobody's running to the Fox News channel to say that this is happening. If you ask across America, there's 340 some odd million people here, 350 million. How many of them do you think even know that this is actually a thing? Are people talking about this at their dinner table? Are they learning about this from the criminal, fake, lying press? Of course not. So what these people need to do is they need to go screaming with the loudest bullhorn that they can find from the tallest building that they can find and warn Americans that this is actually real, that this could happen, that this is not some crazy tinfoil hat conspiracy theory. So they need to make this public so that the public can support them, because the only way that this actually gets through is with public support.
Yeah. So, of course, you know, the way this is happening is through legal means. The lawyers have figured out how to use various treaties, Supreme Court decisions, and the National Defense Authorization Act to supersede U.S. government authority in the event of pandemics. Declared pandemics. And so we at doortofreedom.org have created a poster that explains the legal documents that are being used to do this. It's complicated because, of course, the people, you know, who want to bring about this basic takeover of governments, you know, they're sneaky, they're smart, they have very good lawyers, and they did it in such a way it's extremely difficult to understand. Yeah. But we do have a very nice poster that explains it. And so go to doortofreedom.org and you'll be able to download that poster on the homepage.
Doortofreedom.org, make sure that you go there and learn all about this. And, you know, the other way to defeat, by the way, this federal bureaucracy, this federal government, is to eliminate it and then to hold them accountable. Every single level of our bureaucracy, all of these congresspeople, all of these senators, all of these liars who have gone, you know, got along to go along to get along, all this nonsense, be politically correct. One hand is in the pockets of the taxpayer. The other hand is in the pockets of Pfizer and, you know, big pharma and special interests and lobbyists. The other hand is probably in their pants because they're all degenerates. And we need to get rid of these people and take our country back. And that's not going to be done at a federal bureaucracy, bureaucratic level. That's going to be done by we the people. So doortofreedom.org, make sure that you go there, get all the information. Dr. Meryl Nass, it's always a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Everybody now knows that we live in an upside down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting. lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing, lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires.
Hey, America, Dr. Stella Emmanuel here. One of the things that we've put together is what I call the Pandemic Preparedness Pack. It has five essential things in it. Number one, it has Covivite. Covivite has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. We have Covilite. Covilite gives you energy. It helps you with hydration. It also gives you mental clarity, the brain fog, and antioxidants. We actually use this as part of our Vax Detox Combo. Then we have Viramune Plus. Viramune Plus can build your immunity. It has elderberry, bilberry, echinacea, ECGC. It has proteases and peptides. Then we have Covidine. Covidine is potassium iodide. If we get nuked, you're going to need potassium iodide to protect your thyroid from absorbing radiation. The last thing we have is Pox Defense. Pox Defense is an old Indian remedy that has Sarracenia purpura opica plant. And it used to work against smallpox, and it can help you against all the pox viruses to build your immunity.
Use the promo code STEW for big discounts when they go to drstellamd.com. Use that promo code STEW. It saved me a ton of cash, and it'll save you as well. We are seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Or go to goldco.com/stew. Before we go tonight, just a little bit of time, just you and I. Just time for some real talk. With this most recent indictment of Donald Trump on these bogus charges, minus seditious conspiracy, which is also very suspicious, but it's clear that we have been right all along on this program. You have been right, you tune in every day, or you've recently found us because your gut tells you we're right. That we really do live under the empire of lies. An illegitimate government that has turned into a murderous corporate crime syndicate. They don't care that you die a slow and painful death. They don't care that your kids are being kidnapped and trafficked and raped in the street, molested, approached by tranny freak shows with their genitalia rubbing in their face under the guise of pride. Not being arrested by the police for criminal sexual conduct or at very minimum lewd and lascivious behavior, no. No, and that's because this coup has already happened. We're no longer in the middle of a communist coup. It's been completed. We live in an occupied country. And the occupying force is full of communists and perverts and degenerates and pedophiles. The only way to reverse course is by implementing extreme accountability, severe justice for those in selling out this country. This country needs a real leader. A real leader that's willing to run on the platform of holding a Nuremberg-type tribunal against members of this government. That includes Republicans. That includes self-proclaimed conservatives. Nuremberg tribunals against the media, against Big Pharma, and so many others for crimes against humanity and treason against the United States of America. And so long as elections are rigged, running for president is fake. Running for Congress is fake. Even the most well-intended who are installed or selected get to Washington, D.C., and they buckle. Their soul gets sucked out of them by Satan, and they sell out their country. They sell out their morals. They sell out their values. They sell out their families, and they sell out your family and children. So I'm going to be doing a lot of praying. How does this get accomplished? What is it going to take? Who is that leader that was born for a time such as this? Be in prayer as well. Jesus saves. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, God bless you.
The pandemic changed our world forever. Lies, murder, and heartless profiteering destroyed the sacred trust between a family and professionals in medicine. It also opened the door for true heroes to step up and restore confidence so we can handle anything the enemy throws at us. The Wellness Company has the solution, a protocol to ensure you are never tricked again. Get a medical emergency kit today. It includes life-saving ivermectin, a 12-tablet Z-Pack, and a comprehensive guide personally prepared by the Wellness Company's chief medical board on how to use this arc of healing. For under $300, you can secure your own pandemic protocol today, store it away, pay with your HSA. Go to pandemicprotocol.com right now to get your ultimate kit to win the fight against bronchitis, colitis, and even a bioweapon plague. Peace of mind for the unexpected. PandemicProtocol.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell. And my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times. They've canceled culture. They've canceled our box stores, our shopping channels. Now they've even tried to debank me. And it's all because they want our voice canceled. Buying today also helps support Stu Peters' show, which is one of the best podcasts, best shows you're ever going to watch, because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. By the way, my book, this is the American Dream. This is what it is. This is what we're all fighting for. This is what we're not going to give up on. We're not going to lose our freedoms. You use promo code STU. You guys, this is the best price in history because of your great support. Thank you all, and God bless.